It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As cases of COVID-19 rise in Colorado, employers face tough questions about what to do if one of their workers tests positive. Tamarin Trujillo of the Employers Council says people find out the truth when a colleague isn't at work, so employers should just be honest and reassuring.
Make sure that you have all the facts as an employer before you go to employees with any information about an employee who's under quarantine. Make sure that you have all the facts about why the employee is under quarantine. Is the employee experiencing symptoms or were they in touch with somebody who was?
Trujillo says some workplaces are experimenting with telecommuting or even pausing operations. A quarantine for COVID-19 can last up to 2 weeks. President Trump is pressing Senate Republicans to pass an economic stimulus to deal with coronavirus. Trump met with Republican senators Tuesday. Colorado's Cory Gardner didn't have details of that plan, but said economic impacts are a concern.
I haven't seen the specifics of it, but if there's common sense, responsible economic relief that can be given to Americans, that needs to be done.
Democrats are looking at other forms of economic health, including paid sick leave. Congress leaves for a week-long recess at the end of this week. Emergency dispatchers who suffer PTSD on the job could be eligible for workers' compensation under a bill moving through the state legislature. The measure says just hearing a deadly event can be traumatic enough to require time away from work. The measure passed a House committee unanimously Tuesday after making it through the state Senate. Colorado made first responders eligible for PTSD-related workers' comp 3 years ago. Vail Bay skier Michaela Schifrin will return to World Cup ski racing this week. She's back after more than a six-week break following the death of her father in February. The three-time overall champion will start in the parallel giant slalom in Sweden Thursday and two more slalom races in the following days. This is CPR News.